It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Philip Slavin of the 1012 podcast here. Have you been listening to this show for a while and thought, you know, if that guy can do this, then so can I? Well, you're probably right, and it's worth giving a shot. The one question you're going to ask yourself is, how do I get my podcast out for everyone to listen to on iTunes, on Spotify? Well, you're going to need a hosting site, and if I may make a suggestion, go with Anchor. It's easy and it's free, which is great for podcast hobbyists who aren't exactly expecting this to make a lot of income, especially starting out. Anchor is fantastic. Anchor by Spotify is the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need in one place. It has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And when hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your show on listening platforms like we mentioned, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And again, it is totally free. It's fantastic. It is what we use. And if it's what we use, it's what we're going to suggest to others. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Again, that is the Anchor app or anchor.fm to get started with your podcast.
Welcome into the 1012. I am Andy Mitz. I am your guest host for this week so that Philip can have the week off. Going to have a little bit of fun here. We're doing something a little bit different. Decided that rather than, you know, we're actually going to do a draft of Big 12 players / position groups, but do something a little bit different. Normally, you know, you go and you pick your best fantasy lineup or, you know, all that kind of stuff, or just get literally the best position groups from each of the different ones that we have available from anybody in the Big 12. Wanted to spice it up a little bit. So what we're doing here today is, instead of just straight out grabbing the best, we are a podcast that covers all 10 teams in the Big 12. So what we're doing is, we have 10 different position groups. We have quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, cornerback, safety, and then special teams. So that's 10 different position groups. We have 10 teams in the Big 12. So to make this spicy, to make this fun, to make this really interesting, and to make this as weird as we possibly can, our three people here that are drafting are each going to have to take one position group from each team in the Big 12 to fill out their roster. So to help me with this absolutely insane, crazy idea, I honestly don't know why I did it with all the research that I was doing trying to figure out who I'm going to pick where. I have Levi Stevenson of Wide Right Natty Light joining me. Levi, how you doing?
I'm good. Can't believe Phil decided to take a week off.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it had to happen at some point. So, and then we have first time on the 1012, Will Baser. Will, how you doing?
Doing all right, man. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great. We always like to have new people on the 1012. Again, you know, with how many teams we have, there's a ton of different people to talk to. So when I let Philip know I was bringing you on, he's like, oh, that's great. I have been looking for another Texas person to talk to recently. So it's absolutely fantastic.
What
so,
you had on here?
Huh?
Who's the first one you had on here?
I don't know who the first one he's had on here, but I know that Gerald Goodridge has come on a few times. They have quite a few Texas people that come off and on, depending on, you know, what exactly it is that they're talking about. But so just want to make sure you guys do understand the rules, right? You do actually have to pick from every single team. So you do have to grab someone from Kansas. You do have to grab someone from Kansas State. And by someone, I do mean a position group. We were actually talking before we started recording here, and I realized this is probably going to make for a very weird draft. You know, I don't want people who are listening to the episode to get mad at us when, you know, something crazy like Spencer Rattler going in the sixth round happens, because I can tell you right now, there are much more important positions and there are much more important teams in Oklahoma to try to grab someone from early in the draft, so you don't get stuck with, you know, something like the Kansas offensive line, because I can guarantee you, you do not want that. So we actually randomized the order of who's going first. This is going to be a snake draft. We are doing 10 different rounds, obviously, you know, going back and forth each time. We are starting with Will. Will is going to have the first pick, and then I will be going second, and then Levi will be going third, and we'll go back and forth until we've filled out the rosters. Guys, feel free to, you know, rib on each other for picks you think are absolutely horrible, or get mad at each other for taking picks that you are about to take, all that fun stuff. Want to treat this just like any other weird fantasy draft that you'd like to do during throughout the year. So
I'm just gonna cuss out Will no matter what he picks.
Yeah. Hopefully Phillip has the bleep button ready. So all right. So Will, I'm gonna go ahead and turn it over to you. Go ahead and get us started. Who are you picking with the first pick in our draft?
You guys ready for the worst first pick ever?
Let's do it.
Yes.
All right. I think from first pick, I'm gonna take the offensive line of Kansas State.
That I did not see coming.
I did not see that one coming either.
No, not at all. I don't know what other position. I guess I could take their cornerbacks, but I like other cornerbacks better. But I can't, since we have to use one position from each of these teams, the only position I always feel comfortable saying, yeah, they're going to be pretty good every year, is Kansas State's offensive line. So, I mean, I'm going just for, like, I have to pick something from Kansas State. I'm going to take it before one of y'all are like, yeah, I'm going to take this, because I feel like I can get something better down the road. So I'm just going to take what I have to first.
You know, it's actually kind of funny, because I like your thought process of going for a team that you're probably not going to be able to grab a lot of different options from in Kansas
and
State.
Take Kansas first.
No, I'm not taking Kansas first. I am also going to take Kansas State first.
Not even you will take Kansas first.
No, well, no, because I think I have more options from Kansas, especially since someone's already dipped into Kansas State. I am actually with the second pick going to take the Kansas State special teams.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I figured.
That's the one I had set aside.
I figured that's what you were going to do, Levi. And so I knew it was coming. Look,
as soon as I said, like, oh, I know one Kansas State I'm taking.
They were circled on my number one on my board since I first started looking at this. No, I was like, I'm taking Kansas State. I'm going to take their special teams because they have phenomenal special teams. There's another good special teams team out there. But, yeah, this is like a no-brainer.
I'm not worried about finding good special teams. I'm worried about
finding good Kansas State. Right. No, I understand that. I understand that entirely. So Levi, now that I've completely screwed up your entire draft strategy, what's the next pick that you have, or your first round pick?
Well, I'm gonna pick is in. Just because I really don't have any confidence in anything. My knowledge is not good enough on this team. I'm gonna take Kansas State. You said their safeties are solid.
I've heard that they're pretty good.
Maybe they are. Maybe they aren't. Yeah. Who knows?
Levi, the other thing to think about, though, here is that Kansas State now, you don't have to worry about us taking anything on Kansas State. So if you wanted to wait until you actually...
Right, that's why I'm not taking Kansas State. I was going to take Kansas's safeties.
Oh, okay. You said Kansas State, and that's why I was wondering.
Or defensive back.
That's
what I was at.
So being the Kansas guy, yes, I will be honest here, and I will say, yes, the Kansas safeties and cornerbacks are probably going to be two of the stronger parts of their team this year. So
they're okay. I'm going to take their defensive backs.
There's two. I'm going to take safeties or corners.
They're corners. I'm going to take Kansas's corners.
All right. Yeah. So, I mean, just a little bit of commentary here.
Now it's my pick again.
Caron Prunty did transfer out, but they do have two transfers coming in who are supposed to be really good for them. They do have a stable of young guys who were expected to take a big leap forward. So, you did lose, like, kind of the star headliner in freshman All-American Caron Prunty, but it does look like it's probably going to be a fairly good unit regardless, as long as they don't have to cheat up to, deal with trash linebackers and help all of them out. So
I took that because on your advice, it's one of the better position groups on the team, but also safety is a lot deeper than corner in the Big 12. So
correct.
I know that whatever you, even if you guys both pick safeties before me, I can get the third best safety unit in the Big 12 is solid enough.
Fair.
So I'm gonna stick with my KU Kansas. I'm gonna take with my KU cornerbacks.
All right. So now coming back around on the second round, what is your pick?
I'm gonna take the Texas Tech defensive line.
Interesting pick.
That is an interesting pick as well.
Who is on the Texas Tech defensive line?
Let's see here. Hold on. Let me see here.
No, you said it. You can't take it back.
I saw a few people. Wait, did Tony Bradford graduate and Eli Howard?
I think they might have. I'm not sure. I'm going to be honest.
That would suck. That would suck so much. He's still there. Oh, wait. I don't know if they came back. They were seniors last year, but they might have come back. Oh, nope. He signed for the Argonauts in the Canadian Football League, so that's not good.
So how about this? I will let you each take one pick back for something one like mulligan. This. You one get mulligan. One mulligan okay. where you realize that you completely screwed up.
I feel like a mulligan is fair. Okay, so instead of them, I'm going to take – ooh, man, I've got no faith in anything on Texas Tech. I guess I'll take their offensive line. It's good enough.
Solid pick. That's a solid pick.
That is a very solid enough. Pick.
Yeah, they got Weston Wright, and they got a few good players on there as well. Like it's not a bad pick at all.
No, not at all. Okay,
I can be okay with that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Go ahead.
So I am going to go again, another one where they have a very talented roster here. This is probably not one. It's not going to be the best position or the best team at this position group, but I think it is by far the best position group on this particular team. I'm going with the Baylor wide receivers. They have a very, very
good
deep,
pick.
Yeah, very, very deep stable of wide receivers there that I have confidence in that they are actually going to be able to put things together and perform really well. And I'm going to be honest, I'm struggling where else to go with Baylor. So
you ready to be completely fucked by Texas Tech?
Have fun.
Oh, yeah. Dawson Deaton also on Texas Tech offensive line. But I'm going to take the Texas Tech linebackers. You have a solid threesome.
I was thinking about taking them.
Of Rico Jeffers, Colin Schooler, and Krishan Merriweather, Sr. Those three guys last year gave Texas a bunch of trouble. They've been giving the entire Big 12 a bunch of trouble. That's probably... if not Iowa State, is the best linebacker core in the Big 12 right now. So, yeah, that's my pick right there.
The only reason I didn't take them is because I wanted to leave the linebacker spot open just in case I decide to take somebody else.
Yep, that's fair.
Yeah, but now there's nobody else to take. There's no other position in Texas Tech.
Well, I was going to say you could take Tyler Shuck, but I don't.
I was going to say, I'm the one that has to deal with this now, so. Yeah, I was going to say wide receivers was the other possibility. So I'm gonna have fun with this in a minute here. But anyway, okay. Right, so
you got your second pick there.
Yep. What is your second pick?
Oh, yeah, I get
or,
two.
Yeah, your third round pick.
Oh, man. All right. I can't take Tech there anymore. I want to pick a UT group here. And you know what? I have faith in all three of these. So I'll let y'all pick which one you think is going to screw me the most. The running backs, the defensive line, and the cornerbacks.
You're letting us pick for you?
Yeah, go ahead. They're all three, like, really, really good.
Running backs, defensive.
The cornerbacks, you have Deshaun Jameson, Darion Dunn, and Josh Thompson. You have, for the defensive line, you have Alfred Collins, Keandre Coburn, Devondre Sweat,
You're gonna take the running backs. You're gonna take Bijan.
Bijan? Bijan Roshan Johnson.
Yep,
Keelan Robinson.
I'm gonna make you pick the deepest position in the entire conference.
Ooh. Early. Okay.
Yep.
Whatever. I'll take the running backs. Why not?
All right. So UT running backs.
Not a bad pick. It's not a bad pick at all.
Right.
Texas.
It's not a bad pick.
Future Heisman winner Bijan Robinson on my team.
It's not a bad pick, but I'm really curious where you're going to go with the corners.
Right. It is literally only a bad pick in this context because of how early it is in this draft and how many other positions you have to now try to fill.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So Okay.
Thank you. I told you, y'all can screw me. I don't care. That was part of my game.
Yeah. No, it's Andy. I like it. So, okay. So let's see. Let's go next. I am going to, again, teams that I'm struggling to find somewhere to go. So I'm trying to pull up here. I am going to go with, the TCU cornerbacks.
I like that. That's a good one. I think, in my opinion, that's probably the best corner group in the conference.
True. Same here.
Yeah. They're definitely one of the best. I think it's also a good value because TCU has a couple of other things that they're really good at, but you know, special teams, defensive line is really deep. So I don't need to use TCU's there. So I think it's a good opportunity there for me to get some value here without really taking a step back. All right, Levi, you're up.
All right. So I'm going to take, I think I'm going to take the TCU defensive line.
Interesting.
I'm not taking my hand off the chess piece yet.
That's fair. Since you've already used your mulligan.
Corey Bethley, I mean, Terrell Cooper, that's a good group. Just saying. Colt Ellison, not a bad pick if you take your hand off the piece. I'm just saying.
I'm not taking my hand off the piece. Fucking quit it. let's say I don't really want to go. I'm going to take, I feel like I can wait on Kansas State. I'm trying to think who else I don't have a. I'm gonna take Baylor's
quarterbacks.
I'm gonna take their special teams.
Baylor special teams. All right. Interesting.
Is there any reason you have that, or just you need to pick a Baylor side?
Their kicker was pretty good last year, or was it last year, 2 years ago? I don't know. They have a pretty solid kicker. I'm an Iowa State fan. I'm not used to like game changing special teams, so it's just I don't even care.
it's good enough is what you're saying.
It's good enough for me, and that's what I care about.
All right. So what's your fourth round pick?
This is really difficult. I'm trying to think what TCU's got. You know what? I'm gonna take TCU's wide receivers.
Fuck.
TCU wide receivers. All right.
Yeah, they've got a couple really nice receivers.
Quentin Johnston is worth the entire.
Quentin Johnston, Tay Barber. I mean, they've got some really.
Yeah, those two are basically worth the entire thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good pick.
Those are pretty good.
I'm looking now at some of the fact that we have two wide receiver groups off the board. There's going to be some really well. There's going to be some really good wide receiver groups that don't get picked just because we can't pick so many from the same team. So
you can't pick.
And one of them is not Texas.
No, but like I can pretty much.
I was trying to come up with that before. Like I don't know any of Texas's receivers.
I don't either. Not worth it. I'm guessing that there's probably a good reason for that.
Well, it was there was one that Iowa State recruited was Washington from St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, Marcus Washington. Yeah, Marcus Washington. I mean, really. The guys to look for would be Troy Marier, Xavier Worthy, both guys who have never played.
Awesome.
You had Jake Smith, but now he's in the transfer portal. Yeah. Jordan Whittington, who's going to be really good. Josh Moore, who is really good. Then you're kind of – it was a big flaw in Texas's offense last year was we didn't have any good wide receivers. And yeah. They didn't put anybody in that room.
Right. You guys had a really good quarterback last year and no wide receivers that could really help them out.
Oh, yeah. It was the worst. It was like, I really wish we could have given Sam Ellinger somebody to throw to, but we couldn't.
Yeah. Like the big story was about all the injuries in the running back room. But honestly, I think the biggest story for your guys' offense last year was the fact that the wide receivers couldn't get open for Ellinger. So. Mm-hmm. All right, so my next pick in the fourth round, I'm going to go ahead again. I don't want to get stuck fully admitting that Kansas probably only has two better than average position groups that I really can count on. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Kansas safeties just to make sure that I don't get stuck with a not ideal Kansas position group here. So You know, they have.
Does that mean that Will is stuck with the not ideal position group?
Well, I should say that there's probably going to be a position group or two that he's going to find himself having to take because he needs a Kansas. That it won't be as bad as it could be. But I'm going to say right now, this is one that I would actually be comfortable. There's, you know, there's other safety groups that I probably like more than the Kansas safety group. But
you're okay with it.
But honestly, I think that this Kansas safety group is the best position group that Kansas has. And so I'm going to go ahead and take it.
Sure.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, you've already taken a Kansas.
Yeah, I've already taken Kansas and Kansas State. I'm saving the big hitters for later.
I already spent one of my big hitters. I said the Texas Tech linebackers, right?
That you did.
And I need a West Virginia. I'll take.
Yeah, West Virginia's one.
I'll take that West Virginia defensive line.
That's where I thought you were going to go. Once you said
West Virginia defensive line. I mean, you have Dante Stills. You have Akeem Mesider. You have quite a few other guys. I mean, it's going to be good this year.
Right. It's not going to be as good as it was last year. Because they're losing,
not as good as last year.
Right, they lost the other Stills, but it's still there's a lot there. There's a lot of things that they can build on.
Yeah, and I mean, I had it between that and Okie State. But
ooh, be careful, saying that Oklahoma State. you Okie obviously State. Did not hear the Okie episode White. where Phillip laid into a different guest who referred to them as that. So. I will.
Okie Light.
Again, it's the whole Okie. The Okie part is where you're running into problems.
Thing, yeah.
Okay.
That's all right. It's a teaching moment.
This is where my lack of any sort of preparation is really starting to kick me in the butt.
Same.
So I'm going to be honest. I'm going to give you some more time to think about it because I will make a comment. You know, over on. The 10-12, they have been doing positional rankings where they rank each of the positions, like all 10 teams in each of the positions. This is a lot harder than that because you're not just ranking top to bottom each of the positions or ranking each of the position groups on an individual team. You're now having to mix and match and pull from all the different areas and make sure that you don't try to overlap and get stuck with an absolute dud at the very end of this draft.
Will, you've got Bijan and you've got K-State's offensive line. Who else do you got?
Defensive line from West Virginia, he just got, and then the linebackers from Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to decide which Baylor I want to take.
So y'all both
taking Baylor. I can wait. I can wait on that one.
That you could.
Let's go with, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and take them, the Oklahoma wide receivers.
Interesting. That is not.
I mean, that's arguably your best unit so far, and you've got Bijan, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, I probably wouldn't have taken him there. You could have saved them all the way to the end because nobody else can take wide receivers. But if you are struggling.
let me go ahead and redo that one.
Here comes the mulligan.
I completely forgot that everybody very true. Wide receivers here.
He does get a mulligan.
All right.
It's like a really difficult concept to grab. Like the draft is a really difficult concept to wrap your brain around.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Yeah. This is what makes it fun is that it's difficult to not
have
only.
Have you already taken safeties?
Let me see. I have taken safeties. Levi has not. I have the Kansas safeties. All the other safeties are available.
Hey, Levi, how you like that tight end core from Iowa State?
They're trash.
Trash?
Yeah, trash.
Yeah, why not? Let's go ahead and take them.
All right. Iowa State tight end.
I can respect it.
Hello, this is Parker Fleming, co-host of the Purple Theory podcast. Purple Theory is a podcast for TCU and Big 12 fans who are looking to get a deeper level of analysis on and off the football field outside of the hyperactive circle of instant reactions and hot takes. Purple Theory is a mix of numbers and narratives, of scheme and stories, where we break down the happenings of TCU football and the Big 12 every week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast and make sure to check out our newsletter at purpletheory.substack.com.
All right, man, this is the second time now in the five rounds where Will and I have taken from the same team back to back because I am going with those Iowa State linebackers.
It's a good pick.
I think by far, to be honest, the best linebacker group in the entire Big 12. I love that pick. That is a huge value pick for me right there.
It's a good value pick.
In the fifth round, halfway through this draft, and I was able to get the Iowa State linebackers. It's fantastic. All right, Levi, what you got?
Outside of Oklahoma's corners, or sorry, Oklahoma's quarterback, like Spencer Rattler, you could probably make an argument that Iowa State's linebackers are the second best overall position group in the Big 12.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that.
If you're, I would say after Oklahoma's quarterbacks, you could make that argument.
Look, it's Kansas State special teams and Iowa State linebackers are the two most consistent units year to year.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm going to take Oklahoma State safeties, Toby Harvey Peel.
All right. Oklahoma State.
Cool. I'm cool with that.
And then I'm going to take Oklahoma's defensive line.
Defensive line from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
All right. That means it's back to me. This is going to be interesting because now I'm trying to figure out. I've almost filled out my entire defense, which is a little weird in a Big 12 draft. But that means either the defense is that important to fill out quickly, you know, or maybe these defenses are a little better than people give them credit for. Okay, so I've got. Oh, let me see. I think I backed myself into a corner. I'm trying to figure out. Oh, you know what? Actually, I am going to take full advantage of something we were discussing prior to the actual hitting record here. I'm going to take the University of Texas tight ends. Wait a minute. Did I say that? Shoot. You know
tight
what?
Tight ends?
Yeah. That's not what I meant to say at all, but okay. No, I'm using my mulligan here because that is not what I meant to say. Oh boy. I don't know what I was thinking. I really don't know what I was thinking. Yeah, so I need to figure out what I'm actually going to do instead. You know what? Actually, I'm going to do it. We were talking about it earlier. I know that there's a lot of value here at this position, but just because I want to say that it came true, because I talked about it at the beginning, I'm going to go ahead and take Spencer Rattler, and I'm going to take Oklahoma quarterback.
Someone had to take him sometime.
Yep. But like I said, he was going to go in the middle of the sixth round, and that says absolutely nothing about him and everything about the value of other positions. So I have Rattler. None of us have a mulligan left. So no more mistakes, guys. What do you got for me, Will?
You got a lot of your defense to fill out.
Yeah, I do. I think I'll take the safeties from Baylor.
That is a good pick.
Yeah.
That was probably the last one that was a no-brainer. These guys make sense to take.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, Christian Morgan. Do y'all remember when Christian Morgan came in to the opening and put up insane numbers? Now him and JT Morgan from Cibolo Steel, and then Jalen Pitre. Like, that's just an incredibly athletic group. They're now all seniors and they're all safeties. They're going to be good.
That is kind of crazy.
So there's that. And so I had to pick quarterback, a wide receiver, a cornerback, or a special teams. Let me see. Is Oklahoma State good at any cornerback stuff? Cornerbacking stuff? No.
Corner? Yeah.
No. Anybody good with the cornerbacks here in the Big 12?
TCU.
You already took TCU.
Yeah, that's one. Oklahoma State. I know. You already took your UT position group, or I made you take UT position group.
Yeah.
Who in the heck is good at wide receiver? And I only have I have Oklahoma State, TCU, and who else do I have in Kansas? But you already took the Kansas cornerbacks, didn't you?
Yep. Kansas cornerbacks and safeties are gone.
All right. Let me real fast. Let me go ahead and look at who's in Oklahoma State cornerback. The depth charts here. Yes, everybody knows Christian Holmes and Jarek Bernard Converse.
Who do you got left to pick? Oklahoma State, Kansas, and who?
TCU.
And then one more. Who else didn't you have? You have Oklahoma State, Kansas, you have Oklahoma to pick, and TCU.
Oklahoma. I guess I guess, yeah, you know what?
I don't know what Oklahoma's corners look like, but it might not be the worst idea.
That's true. Yeah, Woody Washington and
of the four positions,
Jaden Davis.
Do you want to be the guy that used Oklahoma on the special teams? Like,
no, I already know who I'm going to use for the special teams. Yeah, let's go ahead.
Special teams feels like a dump stat for you.
Yep, agreed.
It feels like a good opportunity for a dump stat.
Yeah, that's
well. I mean, there's some decent. All right, it's about finding a decent special teams at this point. So
yeah, but he's got to work within the confines of what teams he's got left.
Well, fair.
Let's go with. I really wanted to do the OU wide receivers, but and Oklahoma State does not have wide receivers this year. You know what?
Just do it. Whatever you're thinking, just do it.
I said,
take Kansas wide receivers. Take the Kansas wide receivers.
That, yeah. I mean, it'd be okay. You could do worse.
Take the Kansas
but...
wide receivers and Spencer Sanders.
Oh, man. That would be a nightmare, that combination, if it actually happened in
real
life.
Like a disaster waiting.
That would be the ultimate train wreck. And honestly, I would be so for it just to see how bad it can get.
See what happens.
Okay.
Just to see if it gets declared as a crime against humanity.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and push this one down the road. I'm gonna take the Kansas special teams.
Yep.
Wait.
That's
okay. Dump stat. I was like, wait a minute. Are you picking them? Why are you picking them? Because
nope.
Okay. No, that makes a lot of sense.
And you're the only one that took Kansas to be productive. Or the
no,
only one
you
took
Kansas to be.
You're the only one that took Kansas State that only took special teams as a productive unit on your team.
That's fair. Although, you know, it is a third of the game. So I can tell you it could.
But it's only a tenth of this draft.
Fair. That just means it's more important. Anyway. Okay. So that means that I have running backs, tight ends, offensive line, defensive line remaining. And in terms of the teams, I have Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, and West Virginia. And I'm just trying to see which one of those actually match up. I got to make sure we didn't paint any of us into a corner where we can't actually take what we need to take. So let me see. I can't. So like Texas Tech offensive line is already gone. So if I'm going to take anything Texas Tech, what am I going to take? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the Texas Tech running backs. I think that's the best use of Texas Tech that I have left. And from everything that I've seen and everything that I've read, Texas Tech is supposed to have a fairly good running back room. It might not rank up at the top of the conference, but it's not like, I think that says more about how good the conference is as opposed to how bad the Texas Tech running backs are. So
sure.
All right, Levi.
Well, okay. So I've got, I have to take West Virginia, Texas. I have to take Iowa State, West Virginia, Texas, and Kansas State. I'm going to take, trying to think who I can get away with where.
Yeah, that is a very good question.
Well, I think Andy's still got to pick Texas. I'm going to take the Texas tight ends.
Okay. Yeah, Jared Wiley.
That something where I talked myself out of it and it was actually a pretty good pick? Or...
It was just like, I'm surprised nobody took the defensive line of Texas.
Oh, I still can, but.
Okay. So I've got Iowa State, West Virginia, and Kansas State left to take.
Oh, yeah. And then the tight end this year, this one's good. You got Jatavion Sanders with a 5-star coming in as tight end. I missed
good
that
for me. So the.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Good news is that I'm okay. The good news is that I'm okay with landing either Brock Purdy or Breece Hall.
Fair.
But I think I'm going to, I can't take the linebackers, so it either has to be Brock Purdy or Breece Hall. But I like Brock Purdy over the third place quarterback more than I like Breece over the third place running back. I think the running back I end up with, which will either be Deuce Vaughn or Letty Brown, is pretty good. I'm going to take Brock. I'm going to go Iowa State quarterbacks.
Okay.
All right.
So Will's going to end up with Max Duggan.
I have to pick. I mean, well, my next picks are pretty basically written in stone. Like, I have no anyways, other choices.
Andy's got his.
Yeah. I'm. That's all right. You guys can talk about potential stuff down the road while I'm sitting here trying to figure out what I'm going to take. I've got tight end, offensive line, and defensive line left, and I've got to take them from Oklahoma State, Texas, and West Virginia.
Well, the Texas defensive line seems like a no-brainer.
Well, yeah, especially since the West Virginia one's already gone, which is why I'm probably going to save it. Although, I mean, the Oklahoma State defensive line isn't bad, but I'm trying to think where else I would go with Texas. I mean, Texas offensive line probably isn't going to be that, or it's probably a good pick as well. So
they're okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what other options I have. They're going to be better, I think, than the West Virginia offensive line. So like if I'm looking at the last offensive lines that are available, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, and Texas, I think Texas is the best of those three. And then so defensive line, if that's the case, and that means the defensive line, I'm probably going to have to go with Oklahoma State. See,
bad pick.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
I don't.
I mean, you got two really, really good pass rushers on both ends.
Yeah. What I'm trying to figure out is if the West Virginia tight ends are any good. Because if they're even passable,
dump stat.
I know.
Dump stat. Yeah, that's your dump stat.
Yeah, I think it's going to have to be. So, yeah. So we're going to go ahead and do it that way. I'm going to make with my eighth round pick. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Texas offensive line.
Okay. Going. I mean, I'm stuck with my quarterback, but so I guess I'll have to pick between wide receiver and cornerback, and it's still the same thing. Where do I put Oklahoma? Where do I put Oklahoma State? Because Oklahoma State is not good at cornerback and they're not good at wide receiver. And Oklahoma is really good at wide receiver.
Oklahoma's usually got some playmakers, though. Like that.
They
usually have somebody that shows up a wide receiver.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. But like, do I take like ungodly amount of talent that Oklahoma has stockpiled at wide receiver and just be like, okay, cornerback, you're all right?
Well, the nice part is you have Duggan, so he can run. So you don't necessarily need an ungodly amount of talent.
Right, but like, think about your
Kansas State is gonna be a run blocking type unit, which is better for Duggan to do is to do more read option and shit like that, which you're gonna be doing with Bijan. Right. So if you're using going for the effectiveness of your team, you're probably gonna let's say we're in a three team league and you're defending against like I have TCU's wide receivers which are burners over the top, or Baylor's wide receivers which I don't know what they're good at, but they are good
burners.
So you have two big time speed demons there. So you're probably going to want the best corners you can get.
Well, no, I have safeties. The safeties for the over
that's
the top.
True. You do have safeties.
So I can play Sky there and have the corners kind of stay closer to the line. Do I just want an ungodly offense
with a butt
cheeks? Or do I want to balance the team?
honestly, just do this in the video game way and just go ungodly offense and just try to win every game 70-60.
Yeah, I'm going Texas Tech here. We're going Oklahoma with the wide receivers, and then your cornerbacks are Oklahoma State. I don't know if the cornerback they might be the worst cornerback squad this year. And
so then your so then by default your quarterback is Max Duggan. Then.
Correct.
Yeah. We're going. Pedal to the metal on offense here.
Yes.
All right. So
no looking back.
So right. The nice
thing about you and I are both picking running backs, but
wait, no, I already have the Texas Tech running backs. The only thing I have left is tight ends and defensive line. Levi, you have running backs.
I thought you took the Oklahoma State defensive line.
No, I took the Texas offensive line. I'm going to take the Oklahoma State defensive line here. But,
okay, so you're taking.
Yes, that is actually my pick at this point. It's going to be Oklahoma State.
You already had the Texas Tech running back, so that leaves the tight end? The West Virginia tight end dump stat.
Yep, that's what it's going to be.
All right, so then now I have to decide whether I want Deuce Vaughn or Letty Brown, and which linebacker group I'm okay with taking.
See, you did it right.
I ended up with two good running backs and two fine.
You ended up with your dump stat being something that's actually going to give you something good.
I'm thinking though that Deuce Vaughn's probably the higher ceiling as far as a player goes because he can just do more, but he's also tiny and stupid. I'm going to take which one do I want? I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm assuming Kansas State's linebackers will be solid. I mean, they're never not solid.
So who's the other linebacker?
Yeah,
it's Kansas State and West Virginia are the two teams I have left, and I have running back and linebacker. both of them have a perfectly good running back. I don't know which one has the better linebacker.
Both of them have really good linebackers.
Josh Chandler for West Virginia, their senior linebacker, is pretty good.
Let's just put it this way. You made out like a bandit here with your last picks because both of those linebacking cores are good. And both of those running back rooms are decent. I'm going to take
See, about my only qualm with Deuce Vaughn is he's quick, he's a good pass catcher like that. But when you have, like, I would say shut his ass down. Like, when he can't get out into space, he's
to be fair, though, good. That Kansas State offense didn't have anything else. So you could key in on Deuce Vaughn.
That's fair.
I mean,
that's fair.
Literally that's everybody fair. Keyed in on Deuce Vaughn. Some teams were more successful than others. But, like, that's fair. All Kansas State offense was last year, especially after Skylar Thompson went down.
I'm thinking that with my TCU receivers, we're going to be able to take the top off. I'm going to take Deuce at the running back, and I'm going to take the West Virginia linebackers.
We interrupt this podcast just for a moment for a little podcast business. Home Field Apparel, home for the most comfortable vintage college sports apparel. And you can find multiple Big 12 schools on there right now, including Texas Tech, Baylor, Texas, Oklahoma State, and Iowa State, and more to come. Look, I'm not kidding when I say the most comfortable. I'm sitting here in my Slippery Rock t-shirt. They have more than 100 different schools, and they're adding more during Big News Saturday every week. It's Wisconsin this week, which, yeah, all right. They've got Texas. They've got Texas Tech. They've got Oklahoma State. They've got Baylor and Iowa State. And guys, the gear they have for those schools are amazing. And the stuff they have for schools that aren't from the Big 12, Missouri, Navy, Bowling Green, UMass, Hope College, Hawaii, Tulane, Texas A&M, LSU, their stuff is amazing. It's the kind of shirts, the kind of logos, kind of hoodies, sweaters that you're going to want to wear whether you're a fan of that school or not. So go to Home Field Apparel right now. Check out what they have. Throw a few things in your cart and use the promo code 1012, T-E-N-1-2, and get 20% off your first order. All orders of $70 or more get free shipping. So remember that promo code 1012. Maybe you want to buy something right now. Maybe you're waiting to see if your school pops up on home field during Big News Saturday Season 2. There's another Big 12 school coming. That's fine. Just remember that promo code 1012 because you're going to save 20% off your first order. So if you haven't bought yet, go use that promo code. You're not going to buy just one thing. It's going to be easy to spend $7 more. Get free shipping and be rocking the most comfortable, amazing vintage college sports apparel there is.
All right.
Okay. So we've got three teams here. So Will has Max Duggan, Bijan, Oklahoma's receivers, Iowa State's tight ends, and Kansas State's offensive line.
Yeah. Here, give me just a second. I'm going to go.
Very obviously the best offense in this draft.
Woo.
Yeah.
Defense might be another story, but
defense is trash.
Defense is not great.
He has a stereotypical Big 12 team. Let's just put it that way.
Stereotypical Big 12. You're feeding into the stereotype.
Way to go, Will. Feeding into stereotypes. So
you got a decent defensive line, decent enough linebackers, and then your pass coverage drops off pretty quickly.
Okay, Baylor is really, really good at safety, but cornerback is definitely a question mark.
That's going to be a big problem. Then you got your dump stat for Kate.
Yeah. No, we're not punting. What are you fucking kidding me? No, we're scoring touchdowns.
He's got Spencer Rattler, Texas Tech's running backs, Baylor's receivers, West Virginia's tight ends, which is his dump. UT's O-line,
which isn't a horrible dump.
Andy's probably got the best defense here. Between Oklahoma State's defensive line, Iowa State's linebackers, and TCU's corners. I mean, he's arguably got 1-1-1 for position group rankings. On his front seven plus corners.
I agree. And
then the safeties are probably just, you know, good value pick. Kansas State special teams are really good. Then I've got Brock Purdy, Deuce Vaughn, TCU's receivers, Texas's tight ends, Texas Tech's offensive line, OU's defensive line, West Virginia's linebackers, Kansas's corners, Oklahoma State's safeties, and Baylor's special teams. This is tough because Will is offense heavy. Andy is kind of defense heavy, and I've got an okay balance throughout the whole thing.
I think y'all are severely underrating the Baylor safeties here.
That's fair.
No, I mean, yeah, but I think that Baylor safeties are going to be good, but the problem, like we saw with Kansas last year, if your safeties are good but your linebackers are not good, like if your safeties are good but the rest of the defense is
the Texas Tech linebackers
much weaker,
are pretty good.
I'm not saying that they're, like, atrocious.
I would label them more, like, good enough.
Right.
Okay.
But really good safety play can unfortunately be undone by less than stellar play elsewhere on the field.
But also, if the corners don't know when to pass off receivers and they don't know what the fuck's going on, your safeties are going to be in a bad spot.
Yeah, I think that was your biggest problem.
Four birds gets pretty dangerous when you don't have corners that know what they're doing.
Yeah, we're going straight for the 70-77 games here.
Yeah,
that's our, or just the run it until I'm Tom Herman over here. We're going to be a run first team. Screw scoring a bunch of and just try to hold on to the ball as much as we can. And that's just not how it works. But that's how we're going to make it work.
Did anyone have to have a truly bad pick for their? I mean, Oklahoma State on corners, you kind of got screwed on that one.
I'm going to be honest. I was surprised you took the Baylor special teams, unless you're counting that to be a dump stat and you didn't know what else to do with Baylor.
I didn't know what else to do with Baylor because the safeties were already gone, I think.
I don't believe so. I'm looking at it now. Let's see.
And I will also confess that I don't know shit about Baylor.
Fair.
I don't know anything about him.
Third round for Baylor.
Baylor safeties went in the sixth round. You picked the special teams in the third round.
Okay. Fair enough.
But that's all right. It happens. So I mean, this was, I think overall, and we will definitely go ahead and put these up. I don't know if it'll be on Instagram or on Twitter for people to go ahead and take a look at and tell us which one is absolute trash. But I think I agree with your sentiment, Levi, that Will, you know, has a phenomenal offensive team. I have much more of a defensive team that has, I think, an offense that can go in spots. Whereas Levi, sure. I think you've got probably the most balanced team. You know, the only thing that I will say is that both of you guys have less than ideal special teams.
Special
right.
Teams,
whereas, as we've seen, you know, that Kansas State special teams has made the difference in quite a few games. So
it's a full on game changer.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm really interested to see what people think of these. I thought it was a lot of fun trying to actually figure these out. I'm honestly surprised.
If I was an impartial voter, I'd probably actually almost say Andy had the best team here.
I mean, I would say as a not impartial voter, I would have to agree with you, but
that defense kicks a ton of ass.
It does. That's a really good defense.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So like I said, we will have these up. Guys, any final thoughts about either, you know, how this went, or is there any particular position groups that really stand out to you? Maybe one that you thought,
I think we should pick coaches.
Oh,
we could do that. That's fine.
We should also pick coaches, home field advantage, like a home crowd, and a tailgating scene.
Ooh, okay, I like this. I like this.
All right, yeah, we'll add this on. That's fine. That's fine with me.
So we've got, I picked last. So
correct. So you can go ahead and pick.
Well,
your
I would
coach first.
I would have picked last because it would have gone you, then Andy, then me.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah, so we're going odd round.
So
let's go
first. So you get it's a coach. You get a coach, a home stadium, and a tailgating scene.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
Okay, and we're gonna carry over the rule that you cannot of these three you cannot pick the same from any particular
you can't
school.
Just, yep.
So like Levi, sorry, you can't have all three from Iowa State.
Which is a bummer because I would be totally comfortable with picking all.
Are we talking about
I know you
like,
would.
The entirety of the coaching staff or just the head coach here?
Entirety of the coaching staff.
Okay. That's actually tough because if we're going just head coaches.
We should almost pick a fourth one, though, so that way it's not Will getting two first-round picks or first overall, like first-round, yeah, or yeah, beginning of the round picks. So coaches,
well, no, I just get one. I just get one at the beginning.
Well, you'll have coaches, and then I'll have one. Well, you'll have one, and then I'll have one.
Here, we'll,
one.
No,
there's
we'll,
like three rounds.
Here, we'll mix it up. We'll just do it rotating.
Either that or we either get rid of tailgating or we create a fourth one.
Either way works for me. I'm trying to think of what other fourth one we could do. Like, I don't want to do like mascot
base.
Or something, but
fan base.
Yeah, we'll go fan base. That works. Yep. So we'll do coaches, home stadium, tailgating, and fan base.
I like the audible guys. Let's do it. All right.
Okay. Let's do it.
What do we got? Will, what are you going with first?
All right.
Will, you're up first.
Well, I really like the Texas staff they put together this year. I'm going to go with the staff that continuously wins Big 12 championships and go with the Oklahoma coaching staff.
That's respectable.
Very, very good. Yeah. It's hard to argue with that one. I'm probably going to have to go off the wall here for my coaching staff, but I'm actually going to go ahead and wait Tailgating, I'm going to make Levi extremely mad, and I'm going with Iowa State tailgating. That is absolutely epic, absolutely phenomenal. I cannot think of anywhere else I want to be tailgating.
Okay.
And I'm going to take the Iowa State coaching staff. I know it's a homer pick, but at the same time, I mean, I think Matt Campbell is easily the second best coach in the conference, pushing for first. And I think as far as well-rounded goes, but to top to bottom, Matt Campbell all the way down to the grad assistants, I think they've got the best overall coaching staff in the conference.
I can definitely agree with that.
Okay, you got next one.
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm gonna pull one out here. Home stadium, I'm going to go TCU. I really like Amon Carter Stadium. I think it's a really cool stadium. And if it's packed with a really, really good fan base, that's a nice stadium in a really nice area, and it can be loud.
Okay.
All right, Andy.
I thought about cheating here and saying the Texas State Fairgrounds for my home stadium, but decided that probably wouldn't go over very well.
No, you can't do
that. That is the greatest.
But yes, yeah, but no, as
you
a home,
you can't take the Cotton Bowl.
As a home stadium, you're right. That is not fair. So I will definitely not do that. Let me see.
The thing about the home stadium too is it's almost entirely subjective. Like you can you could just go for the most people like Texas, but you know, you have to deal with the giant uterus in the end zone. So
it's awful. I hate it.
Yeah,
but I'm the dissenting opinion amongst all Texas Longhorn fans when it comes to that thing.
Wait, really?
It's not ideal.
It's okay. It's better in person. It's stupid as fuck.
I don't know if I'm more surprised to meet a Texas fan that doesn't like it or if I'm, you know, surprised that you're actually agreeing, you know, that it's bad. So,
It's okay. It is tacky. It's whatever.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it, but it's not the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. Okay. So now I'm struggling here because I just realized that I don't know that I really am absolutely in love with any of the other home stadiums.
Like Oklahoma is a solid. Boone Pickens is a decent enough place.
No, Boone Pickens is the worst.
Is it?
Their own players hate it.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, it's a weird stadium, but it's loud. It's hard to play at.
That's true.
Yeah, but I think that would go more fan base, I think, than the actual home stadium.
That's certainly possible. I mean, like Mylon Pusker is a pretty nice. I mean, Mylon Pusker is very, very similar to Jack Trice, if that, you know.
Very, very true.
That matters.
DKR is cool.
You know what? I'm going to go off the wall here.
Kansas.
No.
Take McLean.
No. shoot.
You actually know that West Virginia's stadium was actually modeled after Jack Trice?
Wait, really?
Yeah. Jack Trice was built in the late 70s and their stadium was built. Same architect, used the same plans.
You know what? That's actually kind of funny
different.
Though.
It looks different now because the end zones are different. But if you look at the main section of the grandstands on each side, it's identical.
Yeah.
So you're going West Virginia?
I am
going
to go ahead and go with West Virginia. Not because of that, because honestly, I had no idea. But, you know, it is I exactly what you were saying about Texas. I don't want to pick Texas. I'm not really in love with any of the other ones. I have been to the West Virginia Stadium, though, as an away fan. And I mean, it was a great time there. It was really nice. It was a very solid one. I think it's a safe pick.
The thing that comes with the West Virginia stadium too, is that it's in a weird spot. Like, cause you can't just fly to Morgantown. So it's like, there's a, its geographic location actually presents a little bit of an extra thing. Cause it's a pain in the ass to get to.
Right. It adds a little bit of insulation from the opposing fan base trying to get in there. And it definitely gives it its own distinct flavor.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
All right, so I get two.
Yep.
All right. You do.
Fan base, West Virginia. Put them in the biggest fucking stadium in the Big 12. DKR. Let's have 110,000 drunk ass hillbillies rooting on their team. Let's do it.
I was going to take West Virginia, so I'm very upset that you took them.
Levi, that's like been everything for you this entire time, hasn't it? Like, people keep taking the ones that you want.
Yeah, it's because I got stuck with the third pick, so everyone's always picking my shit right ahead of me.
So, well, Andy, I took Texas, the DKR as well.
Oh, for the for the stadium?
I'm putting 110,000 hillbillies in a stadium.
Oh, my gosh. That would be absolutely insane. Like, oh, my gosh. I'm just imagining how crazy that could get and how out of control that could be.
It's going to be amazing.
Especially once you bring that Oklahoma coaching staff in there.
It's
get them all riled up.
Oh, man. Cocaine for everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Cocaine and moonshine. That's,
you know what you do, though, is you, is
that's
you,
our,
you
take that's a, our offense. You get a, that's our motto.
You put a big fan in the new uterus back there, and you blow like flour out the end of it. So it looks like just a big mountain of cocaine coming out the bottom of the uterus.
Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oklahoma has a good tradition in that.
Yeah, that is kind of ridiculous, guys.
All right, Andy, you are up.
Oh boy.
A fan base or a coaching staff?
You know what? I think I am going to go. The problem is I'm having trouble figuring out which one of either one that I want, because I don't know that
I think who you would take for a coaching staff. I mean, I can think of one that I would take.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to pick the one that you think I should take.
Probably not, but...
No, actually, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to bite the bullet. I'm going to go with the Homer pick, even though they have not really done anything at Kansas.
Love it.
My thought process here, though, Lance Leipold has kept basically his entire staff through two different very successful coaching jobs in two completely different environments. And has now merged that, you know, half of the staff that worked so well together already with the entire recruiting arm that Kansas had that's actually fixed the Kansas recruiting situation. So while they don't have the on-field success, they have the foundation of what you need. And if you're trying to, you know, grab a coaching staff that's not the flashy coaching staff, like, part of this, I think, is just the fact as well that, like, the rest of these coaching staffs, I have questions about. You know, like TCU, Gary Patterson, there's always a question about when he should retire. Don't even get me started on Mike Gundy. Sarkisian, I'm not sure. Yeah, he's put together what should be kind of an all-star staff there down at Texas, but I don't know how well they work together. If you're looking, you know, if you're going to take a new staff, you want a new staff you think has a very good chance of meshing and working really well together. And Kansas, I think, gives you the best of that. So it's a little off the wall. I'm probably going to come to regret it. This is probably going to invalidate everyone else's opinions about the rest of my team because I picked the Kansas coaching staff.
Like, I respect that, though, because I do, because Kansas, you know, with them bringing that staff continuity to Kansas from the other jobs, it's the same thing in Iowa State. It's the same thing Matt Campbell did for Iowa State. He brought the whole goddamn Toledo staff outside of Jason Candle.
Fair.
He's the only one that did. And actually, he tried to bring Jason Candle. He was the original offensive coordinator, and then he took the Toledo job. So he actually did try to take the entire Toledo staff, and most of them are still there. And obviously, here we are.
Yeah.
So I respect that Kansas pick. That's a I like the Homer pick there.
So I've got the Levi stamp of approval.
Perfect. I'm a big fan of justified Homerism. I'm totally.
That's fair.
That's totally what Tom Herman did with Houston staff. Didn't work out.
But
yeah, but there was a different reason for that.
Same but different. Same but different.
Okay.
All right, Levi, what do you got? Give us a tailgating and a fan base.
West Virginia, hold on. Okay, you took the fan base. I'm going to take the Oklahoma State fan base because they're virtually identical to Iowa State. Same type of people. I'm going to take the Oklahoma State fan base. Tailgating is tough. I've never tailgated at West Virginia, so I don't have a good barometer for them. I would imagine their tailgating is fine.
It's okay. I mean, the one game that I went to there, it was fine. It wasn't anything special. But then again, I'm spoiled from Kansas City tailgating for the Chiefs. Sure. So
I'm thinking Kansas State. I think, but I don't know. I've never tailgated at Kansas State. I don't know. And I don't know what Texas tailgating is like. I mean, I know, like, I'm sure there's something there.
Okay. It's not great.
I would say, okay, if you think about it, if all else fails,
everything
pick somewhere you think has good food.
is from Iowa State's DFW Alumni Association going down to that. So yeah. I see like cool tailgate pictures from that, but like I don't know what Texas tailgate.
That is Iowa it's State pretty tailgating.
Good. I mean, I'll be honest, it's pretty good, but I mean, I don't know. Like it depends on the game. Like the Texas fan base,
I feel like it should be really good.
It is good. It's really more my gripe is more the Texas fan base is very whining. Very whining.
Does Texas tailgating punch under its weight?
Depending on the game. So like, I feel like I was kind of shamed when it came to Texas playing LSU. And LSU's tailgating.
Well, LSU, yeah.
LSU's tailgating was just head and shoulders above what Texas even could dream. Like we set up a tailgate and we were there like Wednesday morning. There are LSU fans there who were camping there since Monday one, and they had brought over an entire kitchen, a sounds like 10 different sound systems and like TVs. And that was just their they were party there every single day until the game. It was mind blowing. It was mind blowing. I don't know. I've never seen Oklahoma, West Virginia, Iowa State, or Kansas State. Like I've never seen the other.
You should come up for the UT game in Ames.
Yeah.
It'll be cold that weekend, but you should still come up.
Maybe. I don't know if I want to see Texas lose.
It's a good time, man.
I can tell you now that I live back in the Kansas City area, it is a goal of mine to come up to Iowa State for a game to tailgate with you guys. Levi,
that tailgate's already taken though. So I'll probably just go with the number two in Oklahoma. I mean, there's probably enough drugs there.
I need my tailgating first.
Yeah. I was going to say, Levi, who are you taking?
Oh yeah.
Sorry. I say, Will, please don't jump the line.
I think. Cause I've looked at Oklahoma's tailgating map and it's a disaster. Like they have no place to tailgate at Oklahoma.
Texas is a pretty good tailgating area, honestly.
It's either between probably Kansas State and Texas is the two I had in my head.
I would say depends. So would you like a bigger tailgating area?
Well, that's my
or do you like Kansas City barbecue better than Texas barbecue?
Well, that's what I'm trying to think because my home stadium is TCU and TCU's like. Parking situation isn't like super conducive to a lot of tailgate, but they have a lot of tailgating because it's right on campus. So they have a lot of tailgating like around the stadium in there. So like, it's more like you would need more bang for your buck, more bang for your buck around TCU stadium. So I'm thinking Kansas State. I'll take Kansas State.
Okay, sounds good. All right.
My only fear with Texas is that because it'd be spread out enough where it might. I don't know. I'm not confident.
It depends on where you go for your Texas tailgate. Like if you have a good tailgate, like if you can find a good tailgate, it's not like the Grove where you can just walk into, like there's just tailgates everywhere, but you have to find, if you can find like a good area of tailgates, then you're going to get a really nice tailgate.
I've heard it's going to be a lot of fun. I've heard that the Grove is just a tad overrated. I've never been there.
That's true. Like, or like, you know, LSU tailgating where it's just like, it's the entire city.
Right.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so for me, for fan base to wrap this up, I was struggling with this one because I'm gonna be honest. Like, if I hadn't gone with Iowa State tailgating, this is where I would have gone for fan base. You know, as we here at the 10-12 are well aware, especially the Twitter fan base for Iowa State is absolutely fantastic. So,
I would have taken the Iowa State fan base if the coaching staff
right wasn't. Exactly. I'm in the same kind of boat. So. Like I would have taken the fan base if it wasn't for the tailgating. Like I wanted to make sure I got that one because I knew that was going to be absolutely fantastic. So, you know, I don't want, you know, it's more of a process of elimination at this point because I don't want Oklahoma or Texas fan bases.
And, you know, it's funny though, is it totally depends on which school you're from and how, what your interactions are like. Cause for me, Oklahoma fans have been awesome to us. Like I have like, they've,
that's fair.
They've gone way up my board on favorite fan. Now Will is making funny faces because he's in Texas, but like so I get that. But for whatever reason, Oklahoma fans treat us really well.
And actually, we
get into pissing matches with Kansas State. So like because I can't stand Kansas State fans.
Yeah, no, that's true. And as a Kansas fan, like Kansas as long as we're not talking basketball, Oklahoma fans are usually very nice to Kansas fans. And so
I've had positive experiences with Oklahoma football fans. So
yeah, that's fair. So you
here's
know what,
the difference
Levi,
between Oklahoma fans and Texas fans is Oklahoma fans.
What
they are, they, when they win, they're loud, but when they lose, they're quiet. When Texas fans win, they're quiet. When they lose, they're loud. That is literally the dichotomy.
I was wondering if you were instead going to say that, you know, Texas fans are super loud and think they're the best, and Oklahoma fans actually have a reason to think that. But, I mean.
That's fire.
But, you know, I know
Oklahoma,
so many Oklahoma Texas fans,
Oklahoma is a nice
football
team with that has a – they have a school attached to it.
No, it's hilarious, though, because I've had a lot of interactions with both fans and then people that actually cover. And I would actually have to say, I think the Texas people that I know that actually cover Texas are nicer than the Oklahoma people I know that cover Oklahoma. Not saying that the Oklahoma people I know that cover Oklahoma are bad, but just in terms of like,
that's probably fair.
The most positive interactions, but fan bases, it's completely the opposite direction. Oklahoma fans, I think in general, seem to be more cordial, and maybe it's just because it's Kansas. Whereas Texas fans, typically the your generic fan base is just super loud and obnoxious. And I realize I'm alienating like most of the Texas fans right now by saying this, but you know what? The fact that I'm going to pick Oklahoma as my fan base because Levi talked me into it isn't going to help either. So I'm just going to go with Oklahoma, and we're going to let Will talk now so that hopefully I don't get too many bad comments thrown my way on Twitter after this.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I will say while you're thinking there, I was going to go with TCU until Levi talked me into Oklahoma. So.
So TCU is an interesting one from fan base, and like Melissa would confirm this for you. He's like the diehards are generally really great to talk to. They're super nice people. I've never met like a dick, like a total dick TCU fan or whatever. But like the diehards are really, really passionate. But there's a certain baseline level of kind of some level of apathy almost within the non diehard TCU fans. Where like you have a smaller, like a portion of it is super loud, but there's also a portion that isn't, that is very not loud.
Yeah. Right. So TCU and Kansas State are very similar, except that I think TCU, especially the diehards, are a lot nicer about it. Whereas Kansas State fans are just angry that no one takes them seriously.
Fuck them. Fuck Kansas All right. fans, dude. I don't
care. All right. Well, enough distracting. Go ahead. Who do you have as our final pick now of this draft that has Who's now stretched eating? Longer no, than I thought.
I hate Texas fans too, so it's cool.
That's going to go over Texas, really well.
Texas Tech probably would be my tailgating, just because it's in Texas. They're in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, so the tailgating is probably good because they have nothing else to do. When you have nothing else to do than cook
gotta
and,
be something there.
And drink.
I have heard
nothing
I have not
like
been
the
there,
backhanded compliment.
I've heard that their press box food is super good.
I'm sure it is.
I've heard that they have the best press box food in the conference, but I don't know. I can't confirm that.
I mean, it's also pretty close to New Mexico, so you probably get some New Mexican in there as well.
Well, they have
on
the
top of your Mexican
thing.
And you got your obviously your barbecue.
Yep.
That's yep. Fair. For sure.
So probably that's. I just want Texas barbecue, and everywhere I'm reading is like TCU tailgates are meh. I've been to Baylor tailgates.
TCU tailgates.
They're
are,
nice
are,
people.
The one that I went to was it kicked ass. It was so awesome. Like they had a big bus and they had a big like a super tricked out trailer that had a smoker on the back, and we had excellent Texas barbecue. Like it was a kick ass tailgate, but we were like in the parking lot by ourselves. So like that's like the best way I can describe it.
So that's like Kansas tailgates through like all of the well
ever
all of the, you know, 2008 on. So
yeah. Where it's just like a badass tailgate in a parking lot.
Right.
An empty
There's
parking
one
lot.
That's absolutely phenomenal, and then everyone else is just like sitting on a lawn chair staring into their beer, trying to steel themselves for what they know is coming next.
Yeah. All right. I feel good about this draft.
Yeah. I would say now that we have, decided to diss on every single fan base in some fashion, I think it's about time to wrap this up. So like I said, we're going to go ahead and put all of this, including, you know, the four that we had on the end, out on Twitter and or Instagram. so that people can take a look. They can go ahead and vote. Let us know who was being stupid throughout this entire thing. Who was just a little too mean. I mean, I'm going to be honest. We're not going to care if you tell us that, but because it was a lot of fun. But yeah, pretty much. So, all right. But that's going to do it for us today. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Levi, where can the people find you online?
Where can't they find me on the internet at this point?
That's a good point.
I guess Wide Ride Natty Light on Twitter. I have a personal account. It's Levi Arstev, but it's kind of just random shit. The D&D podcast with Rolls No Luck that I do with Andy and another group of adventurers. I'm the DM for that. I have my band, the drummer for a band called Mars by Morning. What the hell else?
Right. Like you said, where can we not find you
Tuesday,
online?
That's Tuesday nights on YouTube. We have the Nightcap. That's on the Wide Right YouTube page. I think that's about it.
Sounds good. What about you, Will?
Bad kick drinking shirts is our apparel.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You've got stuff all over the place. Will, so where can people find you online?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Will Baizer. It's WILLBAIZER. Find our podcast for Texas stuff at thehornscast.com. Or no, the horns, just the hornscast. Thehornscast.podbean.com or the hornscast on Twitter or wherever else you can find the hornscast, just everywhere on podcasts are found. We also have a RPG, TTRPG yeah. podcast.
Yours is a lot bigger than Slade. Ours.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't Slade Nobody. You've heard about it? Y'all
oh,
heard
yeah.
of it?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we have our shirts are home field.
I haven't listened to it, but I have heard about it.
Our shirts are Home Field Apparel, who also just dropped the Texas and Texas A&M.
Saw that, yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, and I'm sure that Philip has already talked about that in the ad spot before we got over here, guys. So way to go.
Yeah.
Synergy. Indianapolis, so he can just move in.
Yeah, use the promo code
1012
to get an Ain't Slade shirt. Just gonna go ahead and slip that one in here.
I'll see if Philip edits it out. So because we here at the 1012 have our own promo code for Home Field Apparel, but I'm sure we'll get it figured out. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I can get a promo code because I own the apparel site. So
he's gonna go over like you can find it. You know, use the 10 and 12.
Yeah,
promo code
10, 12. Just that monotone. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for joining me. It was absolutely a blast. Will, I'm sure that we'll have you on at some other point to talk Texas. And of course, Levi, I'm sure we can't keep you off of here for too long. So thank you guys.
I'm here to haunt Philip's dreams.
Podcast Network.